fans, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Sporty Olympic greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the July 28th Olympic edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Ivory Coast has advanced to the quarterfinals of the Olympic men's football tournament after a one-all draw against Germany Wednesday in Rifu, Japan. Both goals came in the second half. Yusuf Zhou and his Ivory Coast teammates did cartwheels after an own goal by Germany's Benjamin Henrichs in the 69th minute. That put Ivory Coast in front 1-0. 4 minutes later, the Germans equalized on an excellent free kick by substitute Edward Lowen. Ivory Coast finished second in Group D with 5 points from 3 matches. Defending Olympic champion Brazil topped the group with 7 points after a 3-1 victory against Saudi Arabia in Saitama, Japan. So, Brazil and Ivory Coast advanced to the quarterfinals from Group D. In Group B, South Korea and New Zealand are through to the knockout stage. The South Koreans spanked Honduras Wednesday, 6-0 in Yokohama, Japan. And let's give a Sunny Side of Sports salute to Bordeaux striker Hwang Wi-jo, who had a hat trick for the South Koreans. And New Zealand played to a scoreless draw with Romania in Sapporo, Japan. South Korea topped the group with 6 points, and New Zealand came in second with 4 points. I'll have more Olympic football news later in the show, but right now, VOA Olympic fans, take note. The Ivorian boys are following in the proud Olympic pedigree of Nigeria and Cameroon. Nigeria won Africa's first ever gold medal in men's football at the 1996 Atlanta Games here in the USA. And 4 years later, Cameroon won gold at the 2000 Sydney Olympics. Bermuda and the Philippines are celebrating their first ever gold medals at the Games. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Other than 1980, the Philippines has been in the Summer Olympics since 1924. In Tokyo, the Philippines won its first gold medal.
I did not give up. And my team did not give up.
5'2" tall, Heidelin Diaz won gold for the Philippines in the 55-kilo, over 202-pound weightlifting.
We can, and I know they are proud to be Filipino.
Flora Duffy has won the Olympic women's triathlon, earning Bermuda's first Olympic gold medal.
To be Olympic champion has sort of been my dream since I was a pretty little girl when I first did my first triathlon.
Duffy says this is bigger than just her.
Competing on the world stage from a small island is really possible.
Duffy is one of just two athletes representing Bermuda in Tokyo. I'm Ed Donahue.
My name is Shakur Samed, junior brother of Basi Samed Sasame, a light heavyweight, the Ghana national team, and an Olympic qualifier. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Shakul Samed's bid for an Olympic boxing medal ended Wednesday when the Ghanaian light heavyweight lost his round of 16 bout to Turkey's Bayram Malkin. The referee stopped the contest at 1 minute and 23 seconds of the second round in Tokyo. The Turk, Malkin, moves on to the quarterfinals. In the 57-kilogram featherweight category, Ghana had a better result. Ghanaian black bomber Samuel Tachi won a 5-0 unanimous decision against Giancarlos Pachito of Ecuador. Kwabena Quicksilver Ofori has more details for us.
Ghana's black bomber Samuel Tachi defeated Cachero Carlos of Ecuador in their featherweight Olympic bout. Carlos, the South American, fought hard despite a cut on the lid of his right eye, but Tachi went all around and won. Tachi's victory moves him to the quarterfinals and closer to the medal zone. Press officer of Team Ghana, Sammy Haywood Okai, was at the ringside when Tachi, nicknamed the Ring Warrior, defeated Carlos.
There's joy in the camp of Team Ghana as two of our boxers have qualified to the next round of their competition. Skipper Solomon Tete set the ball rolling when he won his first bout at the 2023 Olympic Games. Young boxer Samutiti also beat his opponent from Ecuador. He beat Sacedo Pachito. I can say I'm very happy. I'm very happy that Ghana is going on in the boxing tournament. We have to win something and take something home to Ghana. So I want to take an answer that they should keep on praying for the Black Bombers. I'll be speaking to the Black Bombers coach, Asari, and he's full of confidence that this time around, we're going to win something. It's over 50 years that Ghana won a boxing medal at the Olympic Games. The last time that Ghana won a medal at the Olympic Games was in football in 1992. And it has been a long time. And Ghanaians are very hungry for medals. We are hungry for medals.
In the men's light heavyweight round of 16, Ghana's Shaku Samet lost by technical knockout to Turkish Bayram Malkan. And from the Cameroon's boxing side, coach Alan Didier Ngacha was very disappointed when his trusted boxer and medal hopeful Albert Mengue Ayisi lost in the round of 16 to Irish Ida Walsh. For the Sunny Side of Sport, Kwabena Ofori reporting.
My name is Coach Ofori Asari, the head coach of the national boxing team of Ghana. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sport on the Voice of America.
Ghanaian boxing great Azuma Nelson celebrated his 63rd birthday last week. Looking back on his career in the fight game, Azuma says he dreamed of winning a gold medal at the Olympics. But that dream was dashed by a political boycott. Yawafusu Larbi reports from Accra, Ghana.
And there they are from Ghana, Africa, celebrating, rejoicing as Azuma Nelson retains his WBC Super Featherweight Championship.
Azuma Nelson is indisputably Ghana's greatest boxer of all time. A two-division world champion, the man nicknamed the Professor knew right from the start he would one day be a boxing world champion.
From the scratch, I know I'm going to be the best of the world.
Azuma was almost prophetic, not just in how his career would pan out, but he also had the knack of adequately predicting the rounds in which he would knock his opponents out.
I came in to knock him out in the first round. That's what I make my mind.
Bored of the competition at the featherweight division, Nelson moved up to the super featherweight, where he became champion in 1988 before going on to famously defending the title 9 times in a 6-year period.
I'm too bad, baby.
Azuma has a rich resume going back his amateur years. He won gold for Ghana at the Africa Games in Nigeria in 1978 before following that up with another gold medal at the Commonwealth Games in Edmonton, Canada, just 1 month later. But for all the enormous success, Nelson's career is missing an Olympic gold medal.
My dream is to become Olympic gold medalist, the first Ghanaian to be the Olympic gold medalist.
With the 1980 Olympic Games around the corner, Nelson was overwhelming favorite to win a first Olympic gold medal for the country. Ghana had won 3 Olympic medals in boxing, silver in 1960, and 2 bronze medals in 1964 and 1978. But Nelson was the surest bet yet at winning the coveted yellow stone.
This is my national flag. I'm proud of it, and I'm proud of Africa.
However, few months to the games in Russia, the United States, along with 66 ally countries, including Ghana, boycotted the games because of the Soviet-Afghan war, ultimately denying Azuma Nelson the chance to win an Olympic gold medal. 41 years have passed since Azuma's misfortune in 1980, and Ghana's dream of winning an Olympic gold medal remains just that, a dream. For the Sunny Side of Sports, this is Yawafusu Larbi in Accra.
Thanks, Yao. More Olympic boxing news. Somalia's Ramla Ali lost her bout in Tokyo on Monday, but she has still sparked hope in her home country. Mohamed Kai reports from Mogadishu, Somalia.
Somali female boxer Ramla Ali lost to Romanian Claudia Nachita in the round of 16 at the Olympics Monday, but her performance in the ring excited thousands of Somalis back home. Abdurrahman Ali Mira, chief of Somali Boxing Federation, said upcoming boxers look to Ali as their role model. He said Ramla's representation of Somalia at the Olympics was historic and realized the dreams of boxers following years of hard work and training. He added Ali's experience will motivate upcoming Somali boxers who look up to her and believe in the spirit of flying the flag of Somalia in the international boxing competitions. Hundreds of Somalis posted messages on social media praising her courage of being the first female boxer representing the Horn of African country in the Olympics. Dair Abdile was among hundreds of supporters that watched her fight on the TV in Mogadishu. He says they had high expectations of Ramla's performance in the ring due to the professional training, and despite the defeat, they believe she will perform well in other upcoming events. Boxing is not one of the most popular sports among Somalis, but the few professionals like Omar Abdi Ali, who train outside the country as does Ramla, hope they will follow her footsteps. He says he's proud of Ramla representing Somalia in the ring in Tokyo Monday and hopes to join her in the upcoming boxing competitions while jointly representing their country. Somalia is represented by one other athlete at the Tokyo Games. Sports officials say they are making plans to send more athletes to upcoming Olympics. Mohamed Kaye for VOA News in Mogadishu, Somalia.
This is Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and the artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
Yes, sporty greetings. This is three-time Olympian and Beijing 2008 Olympic medalist Chika Chukwumerije. You're listening to the sunny side of sports on the Voice of America. Thank you.
Thank you, Chika. In Olympic men's basketball, the Tigers of Nigeria have lost their first two games in Japan. On Sunday, Australia beat Nigeria 84-67. And on Wednesday, Germany beat Nigeria 99-92. Despite the losses, the Tigers are still inspiring amateur players back home. Timothy Obiezu reports from Nigeria's political capital, Abuja.
18-year-old Dee Blessing Asabori calls out to her teammates from the sidelines at an Abuja basketball court. An amateur, she started playing basketball at school in 2014. In 2017, she was named the most valuable player at a local tournament organized in her hometown in Niger's southern Delta State. But she aspires to the global basketball spotlight, a dream she says Nigeria's stunning pre-Olympic basketball victories are bringing to life.
It's a motivation for we to be making waves over there, and then our names is already nationwide, and it's creating pathway for people who have felt, okay, basketball isn't something that you can use, it's not going to pay.
Nigeria is the first African country to ever qualify both male and female basketball teams together at the Olympics. This month, the men's basketball team, the Tigers, beat highly rated US and Argentine teams in pre-Olympic exhibitions, showing unprecedented shooting power and quickly turning heads. But the Nigerian team on Sunday was defeated by Australia 84-67 in their opening match in Tokyo. Still, professional basketball player Yahaya Abdul, who plays for Kanu Pillars, says it does not affect his support for the team.
I know we're going to do well. They're going to make the country proud. And we, back home here, we're here to support them 100%. Like me, I don't think I'll miss any of their games.
Despite Nigeria's run of success abroad, basketball is struggling back home. The country has not hosted a basketball league in nearly 4 years. Also, game facilities are inadequate and often poorly managed or overlooked, says Oluwafemi Adefeso, a sports expert and the founder of Balls Activating Literacy and Leadership in Africa, or Ball Africa. He also says sports authorities are not taking advantage of the national team's progress to improve the game locally.
I think the advantage of the national teams doing well is something that, you know, the authorities, you know, haven't really harnessed. You know, it's gotten so much attention, visibility, both at home and abroad. And I think that the opportunities there, you know, are not being looked at. If we want basketball to grow, then we have to invest in those things.
Nigeria's The Tigers enlisted 12 players at the Olympic Games, including 8 who have played in the NBA. Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Thanks, Timothy. Egypt has joined Ivory Coast in the quarterfinals of the Olympic men's football tournament. The Egyptian boys beat Australia Wednesday 2-0 in Rifu, Japan, to book a place in the final eight. Ahmed Yasser and Amar Hamdi had the goals for Egypt. Egypt will next play defending Olympic champion Brazil on Saturday. In the other quarterfinal matches on Saturday, Ivory Coast will play Spain, Japan will host New Zealand, and South Korea will meet Mexico.
Squatty greetings, everyone. This is Ambassador Mary Onyale, Olympic medalist, 5-time African champion in the sprint event. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America.
Mary Onyale competed for Team Nigeria at 5 Olympics, and Mary won 2 bronze medals, one at the 1992 Barcelona Games and the other at the 1996 Atlanta Olympics. To find out more about Team Nigeria's representation in athletics at the Tokyo Games, Iron Mike Imbonye contacted the editor of the Lagos-based complete sports newspaper, Dare Esan.
We have 14 athletes that have qualified for the Olympics, and they'll be competing in 13 events, individual events, and 2 relay events, making 15 events overall. Most of the athletes qualified in the sprint, and we have a few in the field events. For the women, we have 10 athletes that qualified in the individual events. Blessing Okagbare in the 100 meters, 200 meters. Grace Nwokocha in the 100 meters, 200 meters. Rosemary Chukwuma in the 100 meters. Patience Okon-George in the 400 meters. Favour Ofili in the 200 meters. Rutu Soro in the triple jump and long jump, although she's competing only in the long triple jump. We also have Eze Brume, where some people are already calling her the Golden Girl. She'll be competing in the long jump. Remember, she won a bronze medal 2 years ago at the World Championship in Doha. Then we also have Chioma Onyekure in the discus throw. And of course, the new girl. She's competing for Nigeria for the first time. Annette Echikunwonke, she's competing in the hammer. And if you would like to know, the hammer, we have competing in the hammer for the first time at the Olympics ever. So this is the first time Nigeria will be presenting an athlete competing in the hammer throw at the Olympics. Even in the discus for women, yes, it's new.
Which platforms or events did these athletes use to qualify for the Tokyo Games?
And most of the athletes qualified by meeting the entry standard. I think only 3 of them. Yes, Chioma Onyekwere in the discus, Patience Okon-George in the 400 meters, and Rosemary Chukwuma in the 100 meters. They qualify via their world rankings. So we have, that's for the women. Then for the men, we have only 4 athletes that qualified automatically. Actually 5, but one has to drop out because we had 4 in the 400, in the 100 meters. And you know the rule says only 3 can be presented. So we have Divine Oduduru in the 100 and 200 meters. We have Isorisha Shekiri in the 100 meters. And of course, the new king of speed in Nigeria, Ina Okadegoke, in the 100 meters.
Can you tell Sunnyside of Sports listeners the events Nigerian track and field athletes failed to qualify?
If you're talking about events that we didn't qualify, there are so many events. Like I told you earlier, we are competing in the hammers for the first time. So most of those field events, we've never really been there. Okay, we've been there in the short put because Chukwuebuka inequity is in the short put for us. But in the others, this course, I'm not too sure. But certainly, Hammer with not. Triple jump, where we should have competed, I think that was when they boycotted the 1976 Montreal Olympics. I think in the long jump, yes, we have. The Yusuf Alis of this world even made it to the final. Even in the 400 meters hurdles. But those seems like things that happened donkey years ago. Because I can't remember the last time we qualified in the 400 meters hurdles. So there are a lot of events that we didn't qualify to participate in. But I want to just maybe concentrate on the relays. The 4x1 men, we actually ranked 17th. The 4x4 women, we were ranked 17th up till the deadline day, where we dropped to, I think, 19th or 20th. Then the 4x4 men, that was an impossible task, really. Then for the events we are competing in, like I said, we have the 100 meters, 200 meters, 400 meters for men. We have the short put for men, just those for men. Then for the women, we have the 100 meters, 200 meters, 400 meters, triple jump, long jump, hammer throw, discus throw. So I think it's a good one for us. And talking about where we will likely get medals, if you remember, I said people are already calling her the golden girl, and that is a bloomer in the long jump. Yeah, 2 years ago. Oh, let me start from our Olympic debut in 2016 in Rio. A home-based athlete, she jumped 6'8" to qualify. And she went to Rio to make the final and actually placed 5th. And she's there. She's been growing in leaps and bounds. And it was evident 2 years ago when he made the final and she was 3rd. And this year, she's the world leader going to the Olympics. Remember, at the end of May in the USA, she jumped 7.17. That's a new African record, actually breaking Chioma Jingwa's 7.12 meters record. That's the record that she made to win the Olympic gold in 1996. Ese Brumen has broken it, and she's the best in the world as we are talking. And many Nigerians are praying and hoping that she remains the best. And you know what that means. That's a gold medal. Then there are a lot of 50-50 athletes with 50-50 chances. Toby Amushon, if you remember 2 years ago, she was 4th in the 100 meters hurdles at the World Championship. And she's been in great form, really great form this year. So she has a 50-50 chance of making the podium. Blake Agbere has been in fantastic form. Forget about the win that denied her the 10-6-3 record that she could have set at the national trials. But she's in great form. And certainly she will be returning to the finals of the event. Because the last time she made a global final in the 100 or 200 meters was in 2015 at the World Championship in Beijing. Since then, she was a semi-finalist in Rio. She was a semi-finalist in 2017 at the World Championship. Then last 2 years ago, she was also a semi-finalist in the sprint event, that's the 200. So this time, I think she's going to get to the final. We are winning a medal, will be the only focus. And I think that's just about our chances. And I want to believe that the chances are bright, especially with the women. And like I said, they've always been bailing on us. Who says we can't get a gold medal again? I think this is the time for us to get a gold medal through Ese Brumen. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Dare. That's Dare Esson, the editor of the Lagos-based Complete Sports newspaper. And thanks also to Iron Mike Mbonye. Dare spoke with Iron Mike on the telephone from Lagos, Nigeria.
Hi, my name is Julius Diego, former world javelin champion and Olympic silver medalist. And you are listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
An Olympic story making big headlines here in the USA is the withdrawal of American gymnastics star Simone Biles from 2 events in Tokyo. Joining us now is VOA's Gwen Uden. Sporty Olympic greetings, Gwen.
Sporty Olympic greetings, Sonny. Over the past decade, the United States has dominated the sport of women's gymnastics and has not lost an Olympic or world team competition since 2011. But on Tuesday, the women's team brought home the silver medal without their star athlete Simone Biles, who abruptly dropped out of the women's team final. Afterwards, Biles told reporters she decided to withdraw from the event following several missteps during competition.
I just felt like it would be a little bit better to take a back seat, work on my mindfulness, and I knew that the girls would do an absolutely great job, and I didn't want to risk the team a medal for kind of my screw-ups because they've worked way too hard for that. So I just decided that those girls need to go in and do the rest of the competition.
Her exit came right after she struggled through her opening vault and stumbled on the landing. Initial reports said she had to drop out because of a medical issue, but Biles later clarified she withdrew to protect her mental health.
No injury, thankfully, and that's why I took a step back, because I didn't want to do something silly out there and get injured. So I thought it was best if these girls took over and did the rest of the job, which they absolutely did. They're Olympic silver medalists now, and they should be really proud of themselves for how well they did last minute having to go in. And it's been really stressful, this Olympic Games. I think just as a whole, not having an audience, there are a lot of different variables going into it. It's been a long week. It's been a long Olympic process. It's been a long year. So just a lot of different variables, and I think we're just a little bit too stressed out, but we should be out here having fun, and sometimes that's not the case.
Support for Biles has poured in on social media from public figures, including U.S. former First Lady Michelle Obama and Olympic swimmer Katie Ledecky. Like Biles, Ledecky is a multiple gold medalist and one of the big names at this year's Tokyo Games. And after winning gold in the 1500-meter freestyle race, Ledecky told reporters she understands what it feels like when the whole world is watching.
I mean, I would never want to speak for Simone or say that I know what she's feeling, because none of us do. But I understand it. We're at the highest level. We have the most eyes on us of anyone in the world right now. I'm not just saying us as in Simone and me. I'm saying everyone at the Olympics. I mean, everyone around the world is watching. And certainly Simone has so many eyes on her, and you know, the cameras follow you around. I experienced that on days like today. And you know, you can feel like a lot of people are watching you, and that every move you make is being watched and judged, and all of those things. And I know that the Team USA swimmers certainly support her, and the U.S. gymnastics team, and all of our teammates. You know, and mental health is so important. Physical health is so important. And it's no different being Olympians. It's, you know, something that we all have to watch out for each other, and help each other through in times of need.
Simone Biles is shining a spotlight on the issue of mental health 1 month after tennis star Naomi Osaka withdrew from the French Open tournament, citing concerns about her mental health. On Tuesday, International Olympic Committee spokesman Mark Adams said the mental health of athletes is an issue his organization has been working on, but he admits that more could be done.
There is, in the village, on top of all the psychologists and so on that we have there, there is also a helpline in 70 languages, which will keep going after the games. That we have safeguarding officer, we have people, as I say, in the village. So for us, yeah, as with everyone in all areas of life, it's an incredibly important issue, and one that's really finally come to the fore. Are we doing enough? I hope so. I think so. But like everyone in the world, we can do more on this issue than we are, and we're really supporting the athletes in this.
In a statement released on Wednesday, it was announced that Simone Biles will not participate in the upcoming women's gymnastics individual all-around competition. The statement said the 24-year-old has dropped out to focus on her mental health. No word yet on whether or not she will participate in the individual event finals that are scheduled for next week. So far, Biles can add silver to the 5 medals she won at the Rio Games in 2016, including 4 gold medals. And that is all from me, Sonny. Back over to you.
Thanks, Gwen. That's my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. Finally, let's give a Sunny Side of Sports Olympic birthday salute to Bill Bradley, an Olympic champion in 1964, a Hall of Fame basketball player, and a former U.S. senator. He was born July 28, 1943. And that wraps up the July 28th Olympic edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the sunny side of sports.